This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It is good to have you along. We're talking with Abby Stumpf today, the executive director of the Corner of Hope in Shamokin. We're also joined by their client services director, Linda Harris. If you're not familiar with Corner of Hope, we're going to tell you all about it today on the WPGM Community Forum, and we're going to start with Abby. Abby, let me start by asking you about the Corner of Hope Family Resource Center. The names have changed over the years. The missions have perhaps expanded, maybe not changed, but give us an idea of what your goals are there, what you're trying to accomplish through the community.
The Corner of Hope offers hope in Christ to those navigating life's choices in pregnancy, family, and relationships. So anyone who comes in our door, and we don't have any specific requirements for our clients that they live in a certain area or have a certain income level. We're going to take a holistic approach to looking at what we can do to bring hope in Christ to them. So if they are facing a crisis pregnancy, then we're going to talk about what their choices are. And no matter what they choose, we're going to walk beside them.
Now, Abby, I noticed on the webpage that it says, no pressure, no politics. People have tended to get a certain image of places like this, maybe from things around the country, maybe protests. Do you find that you have that mountain to get past to show people that you are out to help and not to intimidate?
I think that is a big stumbling block, that mindset that people have that maybe we're going to judge them or they've been judged in the past. But anyone who comes through our doors is going to find that we meet them where they are. We respect them deeply, and we're going to look at what their needs are and try to provide them as much as we can, or perhaps provide a referral for them so that they can get the services and material supports that they need.
How much has it grown? How much has the services offered changed and expanded?
We've grown a lot, including when we added the medical piece in 2017 and doing ultrasounds and STI testing and treatment at that time. Another interesting feature of our center is our male mentors. So other centers, you might not find that there are as many male clients as we have. And Linda, I don't know if you want to speak to that more, because I know you know a lot about that one.
Yes, we have male clients, and we have two male mentors who are very faithful and offer support to the men that come to us. We do struggle a little bit, because for men it seems to be intimidating to come into a place like this and talk. But once we can get them in and get connected with one of our male mentors, they seem to really do well. There's two men right now that are working with our mentors that are making a lot of progress.
And for someone who might wonder, people think of this as a woman who is expecting is going there. What are the men doing there? Tell us how you work with them.
Many of them are working towards being better fathers. Some are working because of their situation to become a better parent so that they can get the children back in their care and custody. But for the most part, they're just looking to become better fathers, because many of these men haven't had that father figure in their life.
I think this kind of shows how broad the services are.
So we have a broad range of topics that we'll cover in those sessions where we meet one-on-one with clients. There's over 200 lessons that we'll do. And we're actually adding a group session where we're going to be doing a budgeting class with a bunch of gals the week after next. We're really excited about that. We've done some cooking classes recently. And so we're always looking at what the needs are and if we can fill them, if we can be that that hope for them. And those are all moments where we get to be gardeners, where we get to plant seeds and do our own bit of evangelism, but it's a quiet kind of evangelism. It's a walking beside them kind.
And Linda, tell a bit about how and why you're involved in this. And
how you kind of relate to these clients that come in. It definitely is going to take a certain kind of person to be able to connect.
Okay, that's a very good question. I'm a mother of five daughters myself, and I have 10 grandchildren, and I've always had a heart for working with individuals, and this opportunity has presented me with the ability to really come in and walk alongside. I can understand the basic parenting issues that a lot of them face, and I think my age gives me the knowledge of just life to be able to help them to look at their situation in a way that sometimes when you're younger, you just don't see options that are available to you. And so for me, I guess I feel like a mom, well, probably more like a grandmother to many of our clients. So that ability to just nurture and teach and just be there to listen.
It really sounds like when you hear all that goes on at Corner of Hope, it's kind of an overall benefit to the community, you know, in ways that, you know, social service agencies would almost be stepping in otherwise. Do you work with other organizations, with counties, et cetera?
Absolutely. And I'm sure Linda will add on after I'm done, but we are very, very closely knit with organizations like the CSO and the United Way and certainly Transitions. So if or WIC, when a client comes in and they say to us, you know, I need to get to doctor's appointments, da, da, da. And then we're like, okay, we know Rabbit Transit and here's the application. And yeah, maybe one of our sessions, we're going to fill this out together, do that. So it's a real partnership with everyone in the community. So if they're struggling with addiction, we have resources in that way. If they can't pay their heating bill, we'll refer them for that. Maybe they need legal things. I'm sure there are things I'm missing, Linda, there in our referrals.
Yeah. Well, what comes to my mind is Nurse Family Partnership. We've partnered with them with some of our clients, Project Elect. There's been a connection there, as well as to some extent, like we've had clients come in that they've been told to take parenting classes and we've been suggested by Children and Youth. We have quite a few different organizations that we're able to partner with, as well as, you know, just having the ability to refer out for the local food banks, that type of thing.
It works both ways.
A lot of connections, yeah.
Yeah, they refer back to us and we refer to them. So I think it's really it's a symbiotic thing.
So we're talking people who are expecting all the way up till what point in the child's life do you find people coming back and saying, you know, there are still ways I can work with you folks to further my child's advancement?
Yeah, we don't really have a cutoff point. We don't really say goodbye to them if they don't want to say goodbye to us. If they want to keep coming and exploring other things that they'd be interested in learning about, we would certainly love to kind of work with them maybe in the Bible study realm, because if they've completed all of the other lessons that we have, we could really delve into that. I will say that our Earn While You Learn store, the sizes only go up to, I believe it's 6T. So, you know, certainly the baby formula and the baby clothes and all those things, they wouldn't be able to avail themselves of that because it wouldn't be handy for them. They don't need a crib or whatever. But they some do keep coming back. And I think it really is just to get that support, that someone to talk to and to hear the good news as well.
We have clients that have teenage children. They have younger ones as well. But we also have donors that might call and say, hey, I have this and it's something in good shape. I don't really need it. Do you know anyone that would be in need? So in that respect, we're able to help people with things that don't typically, we wouldn't have them in our store, but yet we know they're available and we know who our clients are, so we can reach out and maybe fill a need with something that you wouldn't expect to get from us. But definitely clients of of varying ages children that just need a listening ear, somebody that's going to hear what they have to say and not judge them for maybe some of their choices and decisions that they've made, and offer them some sound advice, I hope.
What are your biggest needs? What folks listening that would like to help in some way? Are you, you know, always looking for certain items to be donated, or, you know, give us some idea of how folks can help?
Well, certainly for us right now, we seem to be always on the low side of size 6 and size 7 diapers. In our store, we carry some basic household items such as dish detergent, things that people can't get with their food stamps. Even things like paper towels and toilet paper we've had donated that are items that our girls will use their carrying coupons for. It varies from time to time. Typically, we are in need of a basic thing like a baby gate or kids' thermometers. They go, those go quickly.
Probably, especially in the pandemic era.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We always need thermometers.
And if I might add, we're always in need of volunteers. And if there's anyone listening that is or was a mom like Linda was to many children or just one like me, that's wonderful experience, life experience that you could and maybe you would be able to help with some of these mentor, some of these clients who are so desperately in need of a mom or grandma figure in their life to kind of give them that little nudge.
You don't have to be a parent to be a volunteer, because currently we have one definitely, but she has such a heart for people. So that's not really a requirement to be a parent. I think it gives you a different edge, but still, if you have a heart and a compassion for others.
So volunteers, items, it's all together in one place, though, on your website, which is helpful. If you can give us that address, but also, you know, how connected you are on other social media and so forth.
Absolutely. So we do have a Facebook page, and our website is cohpcc.org.
And again, social media, you have a Facebook page there, which probably the more pressing current information. How do you keep going? I mean, do you guys have like big fundraisers or?
Yeah, we have two big events coming up this year. We have our Walk for Life, which we'd love for everyone to come out to. It's going to be at Knoebels on May 7th. And come out and walk with us and show that you're a warrior for life. Honestly, it's just such a great moment to get together with other folks who are part of that pro-life vibe. And so that'll be May 7th at Knoebels. Registration starts at 9 a.m. and then we step off for the walk at 10 a.m. Additionally, we have our Guardians of Life banquet, and that will be the second Tuesday in October, location to be announced, but our speaker will be Michael Gear from the PA Family Institute. So we're really excited about the events that we have this year, and hopefully someone listening will be able to come out and support us.
All right. Has the pandemic impacted the fundraising, or have you had that strong collection of supporters that have kept you in mind?
I feel like it's been very strong, and I was speaking with a pastor that we were talking about this exact topic, and he was saying that, yes, attendance is down, but donations have remained strong. And I think that's because those who are devoted are giving more, and they see that happening and other people may be pulling back. And so they're giving more. So our donations have stayed steady and in fact increased in the last year.
And we do want to thank our friends from the Corner of Hope in Shamokin for joining us on the program today to bring us an update on their activities and what they're offering the community and how you can help. Thanks for being with us on the program, and we want to thank you, the listener, for tuning in.
This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.